Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experience.
Welcome back, Fins fans, to another episode of Miami Dolphins Inside Leverage. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the team's, I guess, needs and movement going forward. Now with the kind of the doldrums of the offseason coming up, and we have some pretty interesting ideas. Let's go around the room. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, and charting a path forward for the Miami Dolphins, I envision them seeing what they have in-house and doing a quote-unquote self-scout to see what they need to add in order to solidify everything they've built so far. I know a lot of people are talking about the potential signing of Odell Beckham, the period in which signings count towards compensatory formulas is no longer involved in the equation. So, I mean, if an Odell Beckham's ready to sign, I'm not sure if the money's enough for him or not. I know the Dolphins have adjusted their offers, and there's some talk about him potentially signing with some other contenders. It looks like now that the landscape, that a lot of people have addressed a lot of needs and the money's starting to dry up. So maybe he's waiting on that June 1st money. Maybe we can sweeten off for a little bit. But I know he's a guy that people are looking forward to possibly bringing in, as well as some interior linemen, maybe an interior defensive lineman. A safety is also something that there's a bunch of really talented safeties out there. You got Eddie Jackson, Micah Hyde, Kareem Jackson, Jamal Adams, and the big name that everyone's really interested in, Justin Simmons. Quandre Diggs is another good name out there as well. So there's a lot of potential additions that the team could add if you were to solidify that safety rotation with the Justin Simmons, Quandre Diggs, something like that, with a Poyer and Javon Holland, on top of what you've already accumulated in that secondary, I think we could be looking scary on the back end. And just looking forward to seeing what the Dolphins decide to actually do, because there's a lot of things that we're interested in, but we don't know exactly what their plans are for that June 1st money and the rest of the money that's available on the roster. Still got Tua's extension to hammer out as well, so excited for this offseason in general.
Yeah, and for me, that's one of two in reference to the safety is one of my priorities as far as the June post June 1st needs to acquire. Also, the O-line, preferably a guy that can play all two out of the three at the very least interior position, so we can remain flexible. And I do like the acquiring maybe another D tackle, maybe another edge. You can't have too many edges, pass rushers for your team. So a lot of guys, a lot of key parts that, pretty much in a good spot with the money that we're going to acquire to fill whatever needs that's remaining for this team to move forward. It seems like that they do it right after train the rookie mini camp. So I wonder if they do the whole evaluation of the guys that are there, and then they make their moves to see how, hey, these guys, I don't know if they're going to be ready in time. We need to get a veteran now. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that. I noticed that last year, and so I'm keeping an eye on that this year to see if they do the same thing.
Yeah, I would tend to agree, Junior. I think they do that. They see how far along these rookies are and if they can be heavy contributors. If not, they make the decision, say, okay, this guy's a project or somebody that we need to develop a little more, maybe polish him a little more. And then they go out and reach out and get a veteran that's more game ready or season readied or seasoned, however you want to put it. So that guy does, it does make sense.
Well, one of the things I want to just build on is when you talk about charting the path moving forward, we look at the key additions to the linebacking core, which is we can look at the offensive line to talk about the Achilles heel of the team. The defensive linebacking core has been one of our Achilles heel on defense, and we've addressed the cornerback position three or four times over, the defensive end with multiple high draft picks. Even the interior position. And for some reason, the linebacker core has always been neglected. So, with the key additions to Brooks and some of the other guys that we've added, with Dave Long already being there, and some of the key additions that we added, I'm looking for the linebacking core to actually take a step forward. And like I said, when you talk about the running back room and what this offense is going to be doing, we're going to have a firsthand, bird's eye view of, what these guys look like and, can they get there? Can they make the play? And, you're not going to see too much in practice, with guys not tackling, but as things heat up and they put those pads on, we're going to find out.
And just that stretch up, safety, maybe another pass rusher or a guy that could do both. And just see where you at, man. See, maybe you can find another nickel.
We're getting to the point in which the roster construction of the actual final 53, it's getting to that point where it's getting extremely competitive, especially in certain rooms. If you factor in the additions that we've already made in the defensive end room, I'm wondering if the plan is to legitimately use those PUP spots for Chubb and Phillips to allow them to continue to add pieces until those guys are fully ready. I'm wondering if that's the path that Miami is going to take, because some people are already starting to put out the 53s, and I mean there's about five defensive ends, and you got about five or six defensive tackles that probably are gonna be on the roster. So I'm interested to see how Miami's gonna go about combating those numbers and being creative with trying to stash some bodies and keep some guys within the loop of the, in the grasp of the team, because I'm sure practice squad elevations and things like that are gonna be something that's key early on. So I know a lot of people are saying you can never have too much pass rushers and you can never have too much of this, no too many corners. But I'm looking at the rooms and I'm like, man, if we had an OBJ and a Calais Campbell right now, like dudes is getting cut. You know what I mean? So just looking at that and trying to be mindful of that as well, because I know there's a lot of things that we want, but I'm not sure how much space we legitimately have.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that obviously the team construction is not done yet. One way or another, they're going to have to, I think they personally have to add a couple other, spots in certain rooms. But we're getting close. We're obviously getting close.
Well, when you talk about getting close, I feel like one of the guys that, we keep echoing, and I hope he's listening to the stream right now, is Calais Campbell. I feel like a guy like that puts us a lot closer to completion when you talk about completing this defense and having a complete unit and also having more of that veteran presence that Chad and Wally mentioned. So, I mean, we're right there with some of the key additions. Maybe another, I think Wally or Chad said another, I think Wally said another nickel. But is there any nickel back that's out there that gives us kind of the edge? Anybody that you all could think of?
I don't know if maybe in a traditional sense. I think if you do bring a guy in, he probably needs to be able to play nickel and safety, or maybe big nickel in a sense. Because again, there's that versatility is going to be key, because you're only going to be able to have X amount of guys for special teams, X amount of guys who are penciled in on a roster as, you know, your day ones.
I think,
you know what I mean? There's so many. Yeah, you know what I mean? Somebody like that, you know what I mean? Makes a lot of sense.
Eddie Jackson is probably my top candidate to add to this team, because it's not as sexy as Justin Simmons, but he could really, really work, and he has no injury concerns, and he's a team-friendly guy.
If you were to bring someone like that in, though, or even someone of a higher caliber, like a Justin Simmons or something like that, I think you could move Poirier probably closer to the line of scrimmage and have him operate in the box as that pseudo linebackers, nickel type of things at times. I think there's some versatility there. I think Holland can probably provide you some of that Kyle Hamilton-esque role multiplicity. Ramsey, we've talked about in that Joker role as well. So I think they can get creative with how they use that personnel, but I do think an additional body and a veteran presence is needed there, because behind Holland and Poirier, you have Elijah Campbell and some rookies, and a Bonner, or if you could, I don't know if Needham's going to consider the safety or a nickel at this point, but sorry, go ahead, Junior.
Oh, no, but no, I agree. Bonner is a guy that's an interesting name. I really hope he can be somebody for this, be something for this team. The question I was going to ask was about Poirier. Do you feel like putting him in the box might give him a greater risk of getting more injured, you know, with his age and stuff like that?
I think his aggressive style of play is going to fit down there. My worry with him is more so, yeah, there's an injury worry, but more so his range and athletic ability as like being on the back end, deep safety. Like, I'm worried about his ability to be able to do that at that same level that we've grown accustomed to seeing him. I'm wondering if he would be more well suited to operate in those tight quarters and just operate off his instincts and grit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you hit it right in the head, Paul. Like, the guy has to. He's older now, so if you get a guy with like Eddie Jackson and Justin Simmons, that they get their free safeties with a Javon Holland, you keep Poirier from being all in the boundary by himself and having to be doing a lot of things he hasn't been asked to be doing at this part of his career.
Yeah, a lot of great insight there, guys. Any final thoughts on the direction of the team?
I'm excited for the growth and development of Mike McDaniel, the rookies we brought in, the guys who were here last year, that continued camaraderie and chemistry, and just seeing what that all looks like. We're again keep a close watch on these free agency signings and see what the team's going to add. But just really excited to see what this all looks like. We spent a lot of time collecting talent. Now I want to see what these guys look like on the field together. Excited that football's back, man, and happy that we can get over all the speculated on what we're going to actually do and who we're going to add, and we can actually get towards the actual nit and gritty.
And a journey that was, right, Chad? And then, you know, I think for me it's going to be important that we select the right guys through this last phase of off season before we hit training camp and all that good stuff. So we can pick up offensive linemen, we can pick up safety, we can pick up defensive line, but it's important to pick the right guys to put us over the top. That's going to be key. So looking forward to seeing what we do as far as our next step.
Well, based on what I'm seeing and what I've been kind of alluding to in this whole offseason is we've done the work to build the trenches. And based on the guys that are still out there, you know, I feel like we're in a good position. I'm not in a panic. So I feel like the roster is good but not great. I feel like one or two players make it great. As far as specifically on the defensive side of the ball, because I feel like offensive side of the ball was straight. So, I mean, I'm interested to see. But more importantly, I'm interested to see the coaching that Weaver does with some of these younger guys and see how they gravitate to the coaching and see who flashes, man. I want to see somebody flash. I want to see some magic. That's when you know you're cooking with fish grease.
I'm really looking forward to see if there's another fullback we could add to the roster.
Still in my bars. Still in my takes. Still in the trick. Don't let them steal it from you, people. Listen, you know who had your back when Wally was the wide receiver guy.
We have you on full recording. When you said no to your gang, you're the leader of the linebackers. We have you on wax, so we don't have to discuss this. I'm looking forward to the weapons being weapons. I'm tired of not seeing Mike McDaniels be able to be a Matt Evil genius. So hopefully this is the year where we get to see our weapons, Tyreek, Achane, Engold, everybody that could be weaponized. I want the weapons to be weaponized.
I feel like Jonnu Smith is like the forgotten man in all this now, right? Because he's one of like the first additions. It's like, I feel like his impact is kind of being overlooked.
No, you're not too far off on that, Chad. I personally, what I'm looking forward to is what the balance is going to be in the running back room as far as like the workload between Wright, Mostert, HN, and all the other running backs, if any of those get any work. But it is a long season, and you know, guys do get to, you know, tend to get nicked up. But it's going to be for me personally, it's going to be interesting how that what dynamic Jalen Wright's going to bring to that room and how that's going to keep everybody else fresh and healthy. On that note, guys, make sure you stay up to date with Inside Leverage. We got a merch drop coming up soon, and you can best believe that we'll be keeping our finger on the pulse with everything that's going on with the Miami Dolphins now in the offseason and for seasons to come. Until then, keep stacking them days.